This is Ozarks at Large. According to a recent report from the Arkansas World Trade Center, Arkansas exports surged once again in 2018 with $6.5 billion in trade that spanned 170 countries and reflected 12% growth in the last 10 years. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek got into the details of the report with Melvin Torres, the center's director of Western Hemisphere Trade.
The two biggest trade partners that Arkansas has are Canada and Mexico. How has trade with those countries fared, especially as the Trump administration renegotiates the North American Free Trade Agreement, which the report also cites as the catalyst for a lot of the successes that Arkansas has had?
I think that the relationship with Canada and Mexico continues to be strong. The numbers just reflect that. Canada exports accounted for roughly almost 19%, and Mexico about 14%. We're seeing Canada stabilizing because it is a more evolved economy versus Mexico, which is a more emerging market that's still developing. So we are seeing that Mexico grew while Canada went down slightly, just a few percentage points. But we see that steadily during the past years with Canada. What we have seen is that Mexico is the one that's been growing steadily for the past years. And I think that potentially at some point we're going to see Mexico within the next few years at the same level as Canada exports, which it's fantastic. We have seen, at least in Arkansas, which is something unique to Arkansas, that exports to our NAFTA partners are more than what we actually import.
So what creates this strong relationship between Arkansas and Mexico and Canada? What drives a lot of that?
80% of businesses or companies that export from Arkansas are small businesses. So small businesses are finding that exporting to Canada and Mexico is easier than to other countries. And also NAFTA being a natural trade agreement from an Arkansas perspective and a U.S. perspective, we're seeing that growth.
So NAFTA, as it is still in place as the trade deal gets renegotiated. Can you remind us what the renegotiations are and maybe where that process stands?
You are correct. NAFTA is still in place. It is still the trade agreement. There was a USMCA agreement that was signed in principle by the President of the United States, the President of Mexico, and Prime Minister of Canada. But USMCA now has to actually go through Congress and needs to be approved by Congress. So until that happens, USMCA cannot go into effect, at least as it is right now. Maybe some things might change in the process. That's unknown. We don't know about, you know, how that's going to unfold. But being December, end of the year, I truly doubt that that the USMCA is going to be discussed before December 31st in the floor. But everything is uncertain, so you never know.
Did you find anything surprising as you were compiling the report? Maybe some other parts of the world where Arkansas has made some strides in trade and exports?
The one big surprise this year was Saudi Arabia. They increased over 400% versus the previous year. And it was due to exports from Lockheed Martin to Saudi Arabia on defense contracts.
What about other parts of the world like China, where there are also question marks because of the trade war? And farmers have mostly bore the brunt of that. How much does that affect Arkansas trade?
China was an interesting area for Arkansas during 2018. It actually grew. We grew exports to China from Arkansas from a little over 19% to 21%. And they follow Europe. Europe is our second regional market. That's the largest. They have almost 23% of the share of our exports. And we did see a downturn in Europe and exports to Europe during 2018, but we also saw an uptick in China. So it is very interesting how the trade discussions that are happening and what is going on at a trade level between the United States and China, how Arkansas is able to take advantage of certain markets, and even when you would think that they would suffer, they actually increased. So we increased our share to China, which is another, probably another surprise to a lot of people, thinking that soy that we were selling to China was being impacted. We still see that we are able to have a resilient growth in certain markets.
You mentioned, you know, one industry picks up for another. So was there, with China in particular, were there any industries that contributed to that uptick? Or
with China, we mainly export agricultural products. And we do know that there was a point in time where a deal that was, again, in principle, during 2018 took place with soy. So that proportionally could have been part of it. But at the same time, part of the year, while the tariffs were implemented and that wasn't taking place, it slowed down. So it is, China is a particularly interesting place because we do export a lot of soy. It is our market for soy, and that's important for Arkansas farmers that are trying to export to China.
The report states that international trade has strengthened Arkansas's economy in the last 10 years, and a lot of people have benefited from it. What kind of numbers bear that out?
In Arkansas, Arkansas trade-related jobs are growing 6 times faster than total employment. They pay up to 18% more than jobs that are non-exporting jobs in non-exporting companies. And they have been shown to be more secure and more stable, because once you have a pipeline of trade with a country, you have that continuity. We also see that 26% of all jobs in Arkansas are trade related. So that's over 1/4 of all jobs in Arkansas. So 1 out of 4 people in Arkansas, they have a job because of trade. That's very important. That's about 350,000 jobs. When we're talking about Canada and Mexico, it's approximately 120,000 jobs. So of course, NAFTA, USMCA is important.
This report is for 2018, and we're just about to wrap up 2019. Why is there such a delay with a report on exports?
Usually in trade, the export data finalizes or lags a year behind. It's usually it traditionally is sent out by Department of Commerce by the end of the year. This time it was by the probably mid-year, but but it depends on when they release it. I always make sure that they once they release it, that there's not a change, because sometimes there has been, like last year we saw that. I believe this year also happened that some numbers just changed slightly. So that's why in trade we have a year of lag, and we're always looking at the year before instead of just the full year of data.
Well, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
That was Melvin Torres, the Director of Western Hemisphere Trade at the Arkansas World Trade Center, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek about the center's recent report on the state of the state's exports in 2018.